Okay, this presentation is related to Peter's. So, oh, that is a draft. That's okay. I will just talk the draft. So here we are trying to extend the hydraulic functions from urban dry condition to the conditions from urban dry to full saturation, basically a full range of water content. Well, we are all familiar with these curves. There is one parameter. We note that Peter, in his function, doesn't have it. The theta r, residual water content. And in the Wagner water function, then the Bruce Corey function, there is this factor. So that means, doesn't matter the pressure head, the water content will never be lower than the residual water content. So if you do the modeling, doesn't matter how dry it is, it's still higher than that, or that's the boundary. The same thing for the relative permeability. So it doesn't matter, that's the boundary of the residual water content. Now we see, we all know that under evaporation condition, the soil will dry up, will dry. So what is that? How do you describe that one? And now another purpose for you trying to do the work is for the subsurface remediation. One technique is to dry up the soil, to immobilize the soil contaminants, either using dry gas or using a heat source to dry up the soil. So how, if you want to model the process, the soil needs to become completely dry. This model has problems. So we know that there was some work trying to extend the existing water retentions and also have some new relative permeability functions. So we found that generally when people working on this, they usually didn't try to present both functions. Today we have the extended retention and also have a compatible relative permeability. So that is often not there, or they just assume use the actual saturation to in the position of the effective saturation. You can do it, but it will cause some additional error there. So our objective here is try to extend the existing models to describe the full range permeability and retention. But here, when we do it, we have two constraints here. One is the extended model are backward compatible. One is the backward means compatible with the existing models. For example, the Wagner model and the Bruce Corey model. Because these models have been quite accurate in the high and middle water content range, but they perform very poorly in the low water content range. So we want to keep that part in the high and low intermediate water content. Still, the model will be the same. Only at the dry end, the extended model will be different. The second is no need to refit the hydraulic parameters, because the reason is we have large amount of data. There are many databases available for these parameters. They can be used, and many work has been done using these parameters. So if you want to make some comparisons for people to use, we don't want to go back to refit the parameters. Then that will cause additional fitting error due to the parameter differences. Also, with the dry end, because of the limitation of existing models, film flow becomes important as well. So this will be considered. So we will compare the model with some experimental data. So this part shows how the retention curve is extended. With the left plot shows the existing retention curve, the typical one. This is a definition of the effective saturation. Well, if we notice that this is the residual water content, you may drop it, but without a justification, that's not a way to do it. We have to have very valid justification. Otherwise, by dropping it, it will cause additional error. So this is the extended model here. See, this is a constant residual word content, but here we use the variable one. Start from a certain critical value, the residual word content is constant. But drier than that, we use the log linear relationship. That is based on the sorption model to define it. And then the effective residual, effective saturation is redefined by introducing the modified residual word content. After using this definition, then this still the effective saturation. Immediately we can use the existing model, the Moore model or Brodin model to describe the relative permeability. Here's an example here. So it's the same, just we have another term to describe the dry end residual word content. And compatible is the same thing, so there's no difference here, just to use the redefined effective saturation. So the existing models will be the same, you can use it. But we know that this model is based on the capillary model, so this is only describe the capillary flow. So another part we added is to the hydraulic function is to describe the film flow. There was a new publication to describe the film flow. We basically used the same one by introducing a correction factor here. The rest of the form is the same, exactly the same as the publication. But that was based on the spherical particles. So we used the correction factor F here. Then for the hydraulic conductivity and any pressure head, we just add up the two terms. So at the high water content or pressure head, the capillary flow will dominate. This part becomes negligible. But at the dry end, the film flow will be dominant. The capillary flow will be negligible. To test this result, we choose six soils from literature. So they have very wide range of measurements, especially measurements in the dry end. So the first one is the Gilad loam. So we see the circles are data. We see that they're using the Vaknik model here. That's the residual water content. It will not be drier than this number. But some measurements already show there are some values there. And here, these are the hydraulic conductivity. See, they see there are two parts. The curve actually here switched direction to that direction. So if we use the Vaknik-Moore model, it describes here, this curve. But we have another curve is this curve, that is the film flow model. So the goes there. So if we add up, it will go to here and then that direction. So it describes the both of the flow phenomena. Go further, the second soil, there is some change of direction, but here the residual water content is really low, so there is really not much difference here. The third soil, the fourth, so then we see the another direction. The fourth, fifth soil. So this one, see, it has a very high residual water content. So some measurement goes here. Oh, just mentioned there, here's the number, 10 to the 5th meters of pressure head. It's very, very nearly the oven dry condition. And the sixth soil. So that is the soil used. And we see the curve here. So to summarize the talk, we see that the existing models have some limitations, and we extend the existing models. But we keep the advantage of the existing models. So the extended models are backward compatible. So if we still under wet and intermediate the water content condition, the extended model will give the same results. But under dry conditions, the extended model will describe the actual permeability and retention better. So I'd like to thank the funding support, that is the CH2M Hill Central Plateau Company, the remediation decision support. I would like also thank others to provide discussions or data for this work. Now I'd like to answer any questions. When you see two, which two?
Means that you have to wait condition, you use the existing model, and you have dry condition, you use the new model. So how do you know for example, what content, then you can use the
okay, yes. There is a transition, okay, there's a transition point from the regular model to the dry model, yeah. We use the log linear function to draw a tangent line to the existing curve. That tangent line needs to go through the oven dry point. That's 10 to the 5th meters of pressure head. That's the way we define it. I didn't mention that, yeah. For the relative permeability, we just add up the two terms. There is no definition of the transition point.
Any other questions? Go ahead. All right, thank you.
There is a question.
Oh. You have a
question? Yeah. Back to a long-standing argument. I've carried this out for the last 30 years. What is the meaning of the residual water content? Does it have a physical meaning? And if so, if you think so, what is it?
I don't know. I checked the literature, actually, checked the book of soil analysis, book 4. There it says, currently we generally treat the residual water content as a fitting parameter.
Yes.
So there is no physical definition.
I